Aircheckdownloads.com.
Great music.
Songs that I'm into. New tunes. Gives you a good feeling.
My type of music.
Virgin.
Free music.
London's
FM 105.8.
Virgin.
What's
for breakfast?
Ross and Donald. Ross and Donald. Ross and Donald. Ross and Donald. Breakfast experience.
Thank you very much indeed. Welcome to the Virgin Newsroom. We're surrounded by broadsheet and tabloid newspapers this morning for a bit of a change. And good morning, my name is Shunker Ghoulies.
Edward Sissentan's over here.
Marvellous. Eddie, what do you say we start with the, Daily Star. I say, Daily Star. And the headline there is, celebrating in the royal box with Nelson Mandela last night. A spokesman for Princess Diana said, he never touched her there. She likes them younger and sportier. Thank you very much indeed.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. Okay, in the Daily Mail, a Paris man wows dinner party guests with a unique recipe for black puddings. They're made from his own blood. He says he now plans to use the same ingredient to produce a revolutionary new dish, which is called the Doner Kebab. Thank you very much indeed.
And from the Independent newspaper, the headline is TV Chiefs Vie for Olympic Relief. A spokesman for Divine Brown said, look, she's working as fast as she can. They'll just have to wait for the relief like everyone else. She suggests a cold shower in the meantime until she gets there.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed. You got that in the end, didn't you?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, let's have a look at the Sun and a cheeky story. That's on page 11. It's behind the clouds.
Clothes
made from plastic bottles go on display. And if they catch on in future, when buying a pair of wide fronts, you'll have to specify small, medium or 2.5 litres.
Thank you very much. From the Times newspaper, the headline is Rebel MP pulls out of Mulwinnie's seat at 11th hour. A spokesman for the unnamed MP said he thought he heard Brian's wife coming home, so he grabbed his undies and shot out the bedroom window. He apologises unreservedly.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, boys.
What are they on?
Hey, let's go. Lock and load, Russ and Jono.
Okay, pretty baby, it's 7:10. Dodgy.
Ooh, that's us.
Good enough. Maybe.
But it is again. It's Friday.
Brand new music from Dodgy. Good enough. Russ and Jono here. Dial a Watt here in 1 hour. And if your telephone rings, pick up your phone and say yes. The royal divorce is settled.
Yes.
Charles keeps the house.
And
Di gets the quids.
There you are.
Sort of a play on words of kids, quids, and money. Wonder how much money is she actually getting? A lot of money?
15 million, maybe.
Is that all?
20?
How's she
going to
spin that out? Hmm? Just, how's she going to make that last?
Harrods. Won't last long. Anyway, if you pick up your phone, if you've sent your number in for Dial a Wad, if you say that word perfect, if we phone you and you don't get cut off, of course, when you hear a sum of money that you want, remember, it's all in Australian dollars.
Australian dollars, of course, one of the most revered currencies around the world, second only to the New Zealand dollar, which is worth slightly less than the Australian dollar. No offence meant to our New Zealand friends, but the Australian dollar now is running at around about, for £1, you get about $2 Australian. So just think of that. If you go for a trip to Australia, or if you win one of our marvellous trips to the Gold Coast up there in Queensland, you'll be spending pounds, but you'll be buying double. So if you go out for a meal and it costs you $80 Australian, it'll only be £40.
Woo!
So it's very much a worthwhile investment in a trip to Australia. And at the moment, the airfares are quite cheap because it's off-season. It's not high season, as they say over there at Qantas. They say, no worries. You can get to Australia now for about £499, but don't quote me. This is Russ and Jono, and coming up very shortly on the show, well, a little bit later on, is David Coulthard. I had his name slightly wrong as a non-Scot myself.
Hold!
But David Coulthard is the Formula One driver that we were lucky enough to meet yesterday, and he took us for a ride in his McLaren F1, which was absolutely fantastic, and he sorted out that whole thing for us about what the F stood for, but I can't say that.
Okay.
But it was very good. Let's just say that we were looking for changes of underwear after we got out of the car.
Yes. Something has just been thrust in my hand.
What?
It's a bit of paper. If you're a fan of the Sex Pistols, we've got a gig to tell you about after 8 o'clock.
Exclusive.
And we've got free tickets to give away.
It's a Russ and Jono Presents, isn't it?
It is.
We've moved into the gig business.
7:16, traffic news.
Meet me. Beep, beep. The
Traffic and Travel, brought to you by London Car Telephones. Because with so many stores in and around London, we're here to keep you mobile.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no to some free tickets to anything, really. Not just a Sex Pistols concert. I'm not terribly proud. I'll go for anything. Anyway, centre of town, just been for a little whiz around there. Down the barrel of a
gun. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys. Fellow Forex drinkers, that's him. That's John Farnham, the voice. One of Australia's most popular performers, apart from Jimmy Barnes and INXS. But John Farnham.
Rolf. Rolf, yeah. Harris.
John Farnham, actually originally from the UK, went to Australia in the 60s like me, worked as a gas fitter, had a hit record with Sadie the Cleaning Lady, and then became a rock and roll legend. Used to sing with... Sadie the Cleaning Lady.
Sadie the Cleaning Lady.
I know. He doesn't like to talk to her. But he also was the singer with the Little River Band for a while in America as well. So John Farnham there, and you're the voice. Check out some of his albums in your local record shop. Most of them are released here through BMG. Big Mean Germans.
Thank you.
Russ, I've got a story here.
Good, so have I, but you go first.
No, would you like to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay, ladies before. It's so well-mannered here at the Russ and Jono Breakfast Experience. Sitcom queen Mary Tyler Moore, who you remember from the Mary Tyler Moore Show and many, many other shows, the Dick Van Dyke Show, she's received another devastating blow in her troubled life. She's just been told that she may go blind. She's got an eye disease, and she's told that she may go blind. Doctors are trying to help. Actually, my mum, who's in the UK at the moment, used to tell me I'd go blind all the time, but I don't think they had anything to do with Mary Tyler Moore. It was more to do with Farrah Fawcett Majors, in my case.
And she made you wear boxing gloves in bed.
Did you know about that?
Well, because she told me yesterday. 726, Phil Collins has achieved a lifetime dream, seeing his name on a poster next to the great Quincy Jones, of course, for the big concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London last night, tribute to two nations, South Africa and Great Britain. Phil was on the drums, and he says having his own big band has been his ambition for 30 years. He says, and I quote, ever since I heard Buddy Rich play in 1966, what a great year that was for English football. Mm. Phil said, it's the most exciting thing I've ever, ever done in my life. So, sleeping with young girls when you're in your 50s is all it's cracked up to be then.
Well, no, it depends. Maybe Phil wasn't coming to the, you know, maybe Phil's getting a bit old and falling asleep more often now.
I don't know.
Listening to Buddy Rich.
7:26, news, sport and traffic on the way after the Boo Radleys.
Aircheckdownloads.com.